Everyone is on.
Introducing
Pretty Girls Love Real Estate. Stories of everyday women breaking barriers and building wealth through real estate.
Let's get it.
Boss. B-O-S-S.
Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Pretty Girls Love Real Estate podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Washington, and I'm super excited. Once again, I have another wonderful guest this week. This week, I have Winstina Dakers, and this episode will be a little bit different because before we've had mostly people that are like in the technical field of real estate or either in sales or something that actually deals with the transaction. But Winstina has been doing marketing and public relations within the real estate industry for a long time now. So I'm excited to just talk to her and, you know, find out what's going on in terms of the marketing, the world of real estate. So Winstina, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Jessica?
I'm great. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it. Like, you're always a bundle of good energy. So
oh, great.
I'm excited to just hear all the things that you have to tell us, the different perspective that you have. So me and Winstina met maybe last year or now it feels like 2 years ago.
Up in
New York. So she's a member of the Council of Urban Real Estate up in New York City. So I was a part of that organization as a board member. We were both on the board and many programs, initiatives within commercial real estate, trying to get minorities to be more involved in that world. So Winstina's been doing a bunch of work, as I said, in that area for years. So first and foremost, before we go into all that, I want to talk about you. So how did you get interested in doing PR and marketing?
Yeah, so in college, I actually majored in photography. I was kind of like a child prodigy. I started doing photography at the age of 13, and my name was starting to rise in the art world. So I majored in it in college, but then I realized I didn't like the career pathway of photography. And so I was like, well, what's the next best thing I like to do? I knew I liked to write. And I started to look up communications and public relations. And so that was really how I got started in PR and marketing. It was really when I changed my major in college, and then it just blew up from there.
Got it. And so what made you kind of dive into the world of PR marketing within real estate?
Yeah. So I started my career just doing general PR for many different industries. And then I got a job working at this award-winning PR agency, and they specialized in commercial real estate. And so when I came in, I just learned all of this knowledge that I wasn't even aware of, and I just loved it, and I stuck with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are some of the, I know you work with Council Urban Real Estate, but you also work with an organization called NAREM.
NAREM.
Can you just give us an overview of what those organizations do and what some of the projects that you've worked on with them?
Yeah, okay. So the Council of Urban Real Estate, there are a real estate association based in New York, and they are advocating for diversity and inclusion within commercial real estate. So they are creating, they want to create resources for minority professionals. They also want to provide job opportunities, but also give a place for networking and providing educational programming. And then NAREM is a real estate association really focused on private real estate investing. So it's really focused on those real estate investment management, the asset managers, portfolio managers. And what I do with both organizations is I really focus on their marketing efforts as well as their event programmings. So I focus on putting together the agendas for all of the meetings, as well as using it as a way to engage with their members. And so I do a little bit of everything. I do PR, I do marketing, I do all of their events. And what I'm really excited about, especially with the Council of Urban Real Estate, something I'm really proud of is I created a women's event 4 years ago, and it's been one of our most popular events. And it's an event just around leading women in commercial real estate, their job functions, and some of the challenges that they had to face. And we actually had to postpone our third annual event due to COVID. We actually went on lockdown, I believe, a week before the event. And so that was really a bummer, but I am working on a bigger event for 2021. And so I'm really excited about that. And then what I'm really proud of with Nareem is that I was able to jump in almost immediately and help them facilitate their virtual event programming. And that was almost, 2 to 3 weeks after we went into lockdown, I was already pumping out programming. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of pushed them ahead of the curve with some other associations that were, you know, bringing some of their events back towards the end of the year, towards now. And so I'm really proud of those two events that I have brought to those organizations.
Cool. So everybody has been doing Zoom meetings and webinars and this new normal. And we, you know, have always talked about like networking and relationship building being super important within real estate. Now that everything is virtual, how have you kind of seen that kind of wave change from, you know, in-person events have been really effective, but now everything's virtual. So how have you kind of seen, you know, how people are interacting? Do you think it's still as effective with the virtual?
It's been really tough, especially since our industry, networking is the basis of most of our work ethic and workload. We have to include networking in that. And so I think it's really been a struggle for real estate professionals to adapt and to figure out new ways to network with potential clients and even some of their investors. And so what I have done is really created a networking section, a part of any event that I throw for any of my clients. I always include a peer-to-peer networking. And what I do is I really utilize all of the functions of Zoom, all of any additional affiliations that I can attach to it. And so I don't create my events as static webinars. I create engaging Zoom events. So I do live polling. You know, I use apps that come in, I do video, we do breakout groups. And I think I'm starting to see that in our industry, professionals are really appreciating that because they're getting a chance to connect with their peers with besides just like listening to someone talk to them on a webinar. Right. And so I've been receiving tons of amazing feedback like, oh, I got to catch up. You threw me in a breakout group with this person and I got to catch up with them. And I didn't think I was going to be able to see them until after we came out of this. And so I think, with these Zoom events, there's a way that you can still create that environment of networking and just connecting with people that we appreciate with real estate.
Awesome. Awesome. I know like part of Project REAP, we, you know, used to do the cohorts and it's maybe like 30 people in a class, but now they open it up to more people. So it's like 150 people.
Oh, I didn't know that. Now.
So it's going to be interesting to see how they make that work. But so far I've heard good things about that. So that'll be interesting to see how they make that work out. All right. So another thing that's hot and really talked about right now in terms of real estate is diversity. And you've been doing initiatives like that over, you know, your whole career. But with everything going on with like George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and all those whole issues, like diversity and inclusion has really come to the forefront. Mm-hmm. So what are, I guess, some of the things that you're telling your clients now in terms of marketing and branding themselves to kind of, you know, be on board with all these new diversity initiatives?
Yeah, so my approach to D&I is very different than normal people. I don't believe in these constant conversations and meetings that are being done by minorities. Like, I don't understand why we are filling up a room to talk about what we think other people should be doing for us. So I don't understand the whole D&I initiative sometime. I believe that there is a simple strategy to diversity, and that's stop being racist, stop being sexist, and stop practicing nepotism. We don't need a strategy for that. Like, it's simple. You hire qualified, diverse people who not only have diverse work experiences, but diversity of thought. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. When a Black person, when a minority person, when a woman comes into your facility or your firm and applies for a job and they are qualified, give them the pay that they deserve and help them on this pipeline to leadership. Because what I do see firms do is they will hire a Black woman, but she'll never be in that leadership role. She'll never be in the C-suite role. And so I think we need to get to a point where others understand our value and our worth. And so I really am passionate about diversity and inclusion, but I try to think of more innovative ways than let's just get everybody in a room and talk about diversity and inclusion. You know, it's like my job is to increase representation whenever and wherever I can. And I try to promote my clients who are not people of color to do the same.
Mm-hmm. So what do you say to like the Wells Fargo CEO that said, we can't really find the talent within the minority community.
That's the excuse. That's an excuse. And I feel like I've heard that so much in the last 6 months is, well, we want to include diversity, but we can't find the talent. One, there's talent within your firms. So are you preparing them to be leaders? Are you helping them with professional development? Right? Like sometimes you might even have the person within your firm and you're not even looking at them. And secondly, we're not doing enough to broaden the pipeline. So we understand that within our, I'm going to speak specifically to the Black community, not a lot of my friends and family members and peers in other industries even know what commercial real estate is. And so I think that's where our job comes in to broaden the knowledge of what commercial real estate is. But then I think it takes leaders within commercial real estate to help us grow in that pipeline, you know? So yeah. I don't know. It's
absolutely.
It's going to be a never ending battle.
Yeah, it's almost like the cart before the horse sometimes. It's like, you got to give us like the information where, like meet us where we are at first. And then, you know, people that are already within your organization, teach them and, you know, include them in different things.
So. Right. Yeah.
All right. So that's a good segue to talk about like your personal branding, your personal coaching that you do for somebody that maybe wants to transition into commercial real estate or real estate in general. From another field, or maybe they're just coming out of college, what are some advice that you would give them to brand themselves and really properly market themselves to jump in this field?
I would say find your niche. Find out what you really, really like within commercial real estate. Don't be a jack of all trades and think, you know, I'm gonna just try to perfect everything. I think hone down on one specific avenue that you want. Even if that avenue, let's say, is construction, go down even deeper. What do you really like about construction? What do you want to change within construction? If it's development, if it's finance, really get down to a niche and be known for that one niche. Be known for that one ability. Be the person that everyone can go to say, okay, this person I know is going to be the best at data or the best at project management, and make your name known for that. And then you can put all of that into your cover letters, right? And you can use that to transition to other fields or other job functions within commercial real estate. You can say, I have this much experience on this particular niche down service or whatever that you're doing within commercial real estate. And then you can also use that to set yourself apart to become a thought leader, because now you have all the content and all of the things that you can become the expert on, because you focused, you bogged down and you focused on that one area of expertise. And now everyone knows that you're that go-to expert for it. And that can just turn into multiple streams of income, because you, one, can have a career where you're working for a large firm and you're a leader in that space, but now you can have talks, right? Now you can be a speaker. Now you can host workshops. Now you can have a book. There's so many worlds that can open up for you, and so many different multiple streams of income, and also just visibility, different avenues of visibility for you when you have a niche. And I think people attach niches to businesses, but you can have a niche as a personal brand. You can be someone that specializes in one particular thing and be the go-to expert in that. And so I feel like if you're someone in college, you're coming out of college, find what you really, really like about commercial real estate and go down that route. And if you want to change, that's fine, but make that a part of your story.
Okay. Awesome. Great advice. Thank you so much. So tell us just more about, because I know you have a personal coaching platform, like it's a whole course, it's multiple weeks. Just tell us a little bit more about that in general.
Okay. So I'm super excited about my new program. It's called the Brandwell Formula. So over the years, I've helped dozens of thought leaders in commercial real estate, as well as other industries, you know, position themselves as the go-to expert in their market. And so I came up with a 6-week accelerator to help entrepreneurs grow their business by creating influential personal brands. And so it's a 6-week program. I go through my 5 or 6 C's of branding, which is confidence, consistency, knowing who your customer or client is, knowing what kind of content they want, how to convert them. And so we go through a whole process, and we're currently, so I launched it in October. We're currently in week 4, and I'm going to just continue to host a cohort of students every few months. It's super exciting to see like some of the things that my students are like coming up with and like these aha moments that they're having. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. So I'm super excited about it.
Yes, I definitely want to speak to you about doing it as well, because I know like you have a lot of inside knowledge and a lot of game, a lot of experience. So I know that you're going to be super effective. So definitely wishing you the well. Yes, absolutely. Definitely wishing you all the best. And anyway, besides that I can help with, you know, that initiative, I'm definitely here for you.
Yes.
All right. So what about on the personal side, do you have any plans for investing in any real estate in the future?
So I do want to start investing in real estate. I actually want to go down the developer route. It's going to be a long road. It's like a 5-year goal or a 5-year plan, but I definitely want to start investing in real estate. I'm actually looking for a home right now. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that could be my start of, you know, starting with that home and developing it or renovating it and using that as like my first project. So yeah, I definitely want to get involved in real estate investing.
Yeah, girl, get that multifamily property. Exactly. Yes. And don't you live in Brooklyn now?
Yep. I live in Brooklyn, and I'm looking for a house in New Jersey, which is right now.
Yes. That is the definitely wave, because take that New York money across the water, you can get way more bang for your buck.
But it's been tough. It's been so, I got outbidded already 3 times on 3 different homes because everybody's moving right now from New York to Jersey because of COVID, and you know, the interest rates are low. And so it's been a struggle for me. But I'm hoping, you know, fingers crossed, something comes through soon.
Nah, you definitely will. You'll find something, and the market is definitely crazy. Unfortunately, when these like foreclosures and stuff happen, maybe there'll be more inventory available. So, but you'll definitely get something.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. All right. So is there any other projects, any other initiatives that you have coming up that you want to tell us about?
No, I'm just really focused on this program because I just launched it. And so I'm still kind of figuring out what works, what doesn't work. And so I'm really using this first cohort of students to just let me know what I need to change so that the next one gets better and better. So that's really what I'm focused on right now.
Okay. And lastly, I just want to touch, because we always mention this on the show, but as a woman, as a Black woman in commercial real estate, like what are some of the trials and tribulations that you probably experience within your career?
Oh my gosh. one, especially, you know, being a service provider, like marketing and PR, I am commonly mistaken for the assistant. Mm-hmm. And then once they realize I'm not the assistant and I own my own company and I have for so many years, and then I am almost made exotic to them. And when I say them, I mean white men, because those are the people who dominate this industry. And so, you know, then I'm sexualized. And then after I get through all of that, and then they kind of see me, then they don't believe in my abilities and they don't think I really know what I'm talking about. So I have challenges on challenges on challenges. They never stop. It doesn't matter if I say I've been doing this for 10 years. It doesn't matter if I show them all of the clients that I've worked with. A lot of times there's not a seat for me at the table. But what I have learned is, I'm going to go grab that seat from down the hall, but I'm going to drag that seat and I'm going to make it real loud and I'm going to make sure it screeches, and then I'm going to drop it down in front of you and make you hear me. And so that's kind of been my approach. I try not to let those instances discourage me. It's tough to navigate this world of commercial real estate, but we have to go back to representation. You know, imagine all the children that are seeing Kamala Harris right now as VP and like where their dreams are getting ready to go. Mm-hmm. I think I have to stay in, this is bigger than me, right? And you might think, oh, you just do marketing and PR, but you're not going to find really another Black woman who does marketing and PR within commercial real estate. I've never found one in my career. I've seen Black women who work at PR agencies, but that agency covers a lot of different industries. Or I've seen Black women who work at a firm and work in their marketing department, but it's not really what they want to do, right? They're just focused on the marketing and not really this industry. And I'm very passionate about commercial real estate just as much as I'm passionate about marketing and PR and events and everything else that I do. And so I have to stay here. I have to stay committed because I have to represent, literally.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. Definitely have the blaze trails, and I know you've been killing the game for a while now. So appreciate all the work that you're doing and just showing us the light. And like you said, also being able to tell our stories and our unique experiences within the industry is super important right now. So thank you for all the work that you're doing. All right. Well, let me transition to the last section of the show, which is called The Fabulous Four. And it's just four questions that I ask all the guests. So whatever comes to your mind, let me know. All right. The first question is, what is your favorite book about real estate?
Okay. I wrote this down. Okay. So it's this book called Rethinking Real Estate, I believe it's called. And it's by, his name is really weird. It's like Drew Perleg or something like that. And it was really helped me think about the financial side of real estate and investment management. And so I really love that book. So it's called Rethinking Real Estate.
Cool. I haven't heard of that one. So I got to check that out.
Yeah.
All right. Dope. All right. So the second question is, what advice would you give to your younger self just getting started out with your career?
The advice that I would give to my younger self is get over the fear, get over the imposter syndrome. It's all in your head, and understand that your difference makes a difference. Mm-hmm. That's it. Like, we have to embrace our diversity. We ask people to respect it, but sometimes we don't embrace it ourselves. So if I would have embraced my diversity as a Black woman, as whatever else that I have, all my adversities, if I would have embraced that sooner, I would have been able to, propel my career maybe even faster. So get over imposter syndrome, get over the fear, and just do it.
Yeah, definitely. That brings me back to that. I always mention that. I don't know if you remember last year at the Cure Gala that we had, and the lady that got one of the awards, she mentioned that same thing. She was like, use your diversity and your differences as an advantage, because you definitely are more memorable and you stand out. So I always, that always stuck with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. All right, so the third question is, what topic about real estate do you want to learn more about?
Development. What that looks like, what kind of coins do I need? What do I have to do to, it's intimidating. I'm really intimidated by this topic. I think I've stayed away from it because I just feel like it's going to take a lot of capital. And I think that fear is holding me back. And so development is really something I want to learn more about. But I've just been fearful to kind of take that leap.
You got to take your own advice. Get over your fear and imposter syndrome. Because I know just the people that we know mutually, the type of right people that can definitely help you.
That's true. Yeah. And I think
that world.
As a Black woman, I don't think about that. I think about how can I do this for myself? Mm-hmm. And I don't even think about utilizing this rich network. And I mean rich in resources, not like rich in money, but rich network.
Though.
Right. Rich people, but these rich resources, people that I have, I don't even think about tapping into them. I just kind of stay in my lane. So I appreciate you saying that, because now I'm thinking that gets my wheels turning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to remind myself that you don't have to do everything by yourself. That's the point of you knowing all these different people that can help you.
Yeah, you're so right.
Cool. All right. So lastly, can you please give a shout out to another woman that's doing some amazing things in real estate?
Oh my gosh. I know so many. I would say Sonia, since we both know her. So Sonia Rockville, she is the founder of Bedrock Real Estate Investors. And we have gotten really close over the last 4 or 5 years. I just really admire her work ethic. She, does real estate investing. She does speaking engagements. She's now looking into doing her own kind of coaching program. And she just has so much drive. And she just does all of that so gracefully on top of being a mother and a wife, a mother of two really, really young kids. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking, I couldn't probably do half the things that Sonia does with, having these little kids running around. So I think I would definitely shout her out. But all the women that I know within commercial real estate who are just moving the needle. I mean, even you with this podcast, this is effing amazing. because we don't have it, right? And like, this is representation right here. And so I could, any woman I know in commercial real estate is doing her damn thing. I don't know anyone that can even work less than hard to stay up and stay relevant in this industry. So shout out to everyone, especially if you're a person of color.
Yes, shout out. Thank you. I appreciate that. And Sonya, if you're listening, I'm getting you on here like soon because I've been hearing you on other podcasts and stuff. So you got to come on here too.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So any last words, or actually before that, how can people get in touch with you? How can they find out more information about your coaching platform? How can they just figure out more about what you have going on?
Yeah. So you can go to my website, winstinadakers.com. You can also go to my marketing agency website, which is dakersgroup.com. I'm on LinkedIn, Winstina Dakers. I'm on Instagram, Stina Bina. But I just Google me. It's not too many Winstinas you'll find in the world. So you'll find me if you look for you.
Cool. All right. So any last words of encouragement, words of wisdom, anything that you want to kind of just leave with the people?
Okay. I will say, done is better than perfect. I don't care what industry you're in. I don't care if you're talking about weight loss goals. I don't care if you're talking about cooking a turkey. Done is better than perfect. Just do it. Make the mistake because you'll only just improve and do better.
Girl, I feel like you're attacking me right now. Cause I have to get over that all the time. Like, cause I just, you know, you hold yourself to a certain like esteem. So it's like when you present something new to the world, you want it to be a certain way and all this other stuff, but it's like, just get it out there. Like nothing's ever going to be perfect. Just get it out. And then you can always improve it over time. So exactly. I got to remind myself of that all the time, girl.
Yep. I didn't start to break through with my business or with anything until I just started putting out imperfection products. Mm-hmm. Once I started putting out imperfection services and imperfection products, I just started getting better and better and better. And now I can serve the masses. So, you know, you just want to find a way to increase your impact while also increasing your income. Done is better than perfect.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that word on a Sunday. I appreciate it.
Bring the word on a Sunday.
All right.
Thanks for having me, Jessica. This was fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Like, I already know, like, I had to get you on because, like I said, you got a different perspective. I know you're going to be great energy, like, fun, exciting. So, something different. So, I appreciate you taking the time. I know we're going to be working together some more in the future. So, just looking out for us to do big things.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks.
Yes, absolutely. All right, y'all. So this was another episode of the Pretty Girls Love Real Estate podcast. Thank you again to my guest for this week, Winstina Dakers. Just look out for her. Look out for her Brandwell coaching platform and just all the great things she has coming up soon. So thank you for tuning in. See you guys next week.